King of Hope of Rabbi Lul Horowitz.
It starts off like this. He says, "Umispalin arvis yidavin marid benachas v'derech bechi." Slowly, calmly, and tearfully, with tears, ka'avelim, like mourners. Now, if you miss that, he goes on. Vomrim echa v'kino skamke benachas v'derech bechi. Again, slowly, and with tears. B'shachris, Sif Gimel, he says, "Umispalin gam kein shachris." Same words, benachas v'derech bechi. Obviously, the theme of Tisha B'Av is to cry. Kohelet says, "Eis livkos v'eis lizchok." There's a time to cry, a time to laugh. And Rashi says, "Eis livkos v'Tisha B'Av." The third kina and the fifth kina, which we read last night, "Belel ze yivkoyun v'elu banai." Kino hey, Ad'ana b'chia b'tzion, mispeid b'shalayim. Again, weep and wailing, weeping and mourning. And this truly, we didn't have to go that far into Eicha when we had Bochos Sivkeh B'layla, the second pasuk of Eicha. Bochos Sivkeh B'layla v'dimasa l'chia. She weeps bitterly in the night and her tear is on her cheek. A tear on her cheek, as Rashi explains, from crying so much. Rashi says, "B'layla, why are you crying at night?" So this reminds us of the Chet HaMeraglim. Laila shel bechias meraglim betishbav gormalehem. All this crying was caused by the crying of the crying from the meraglim, what the meraglim told us, and we cried not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Mechaye says there, Perek Yudalet Bamidbor, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the famous line, "Atem bechisem bechias shochinon. You cry for no reason. I will make it that you will cry for generations." And he goes on, "V'dorshu razan, Rabbeinu Zichron Livracha, or Doresh." Why does it say "Bocha Sivke" twice? "Bocha b'churban rishon, Tivke b'churban sheni." You will cry the first base of Mikdash. You'll cry again the second base of Mikdash. "Bocha amamlaches Yisrael." You'll cry over the 10 tribes. Tifkel Mahus Mamlachas Beis Yehuda. Bocha Ayushlayan, Tifkel Al Tzion. This is already alluded to by Yosef and Binyamin crying even. The theme of crying. Vayipol Al Tzavrei Binyamin Achiv Vayev. Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin and cried. Uvinyamin Bocha Al Tzavrav. And Binyamin cried on his neck. Rashi says, neck actually has some reference to Beis HaMikdash. Ashnei Mikdashos. It says it in plural for Yosef because he cried for 2 Batei Mikdash that were going to be in Binyamin's chelik and be destroyed. And Binyamin cried for the Mishkan that was going to be in Yosef's chelik in Shiloh and also would be destroyed. In our Kina, it also talks about crying. It says, Oskimel, go kulam bikinim, which is a lashon of crying. Zoak Abhamon, Avram's crying, screaming out and crying. Kof, kotzavach Yitzchok, Yitzchok's wailing. By Yaakov in Osamach, Demos, he has tears rolling down. By Moshe in Pei, Patz Roen Naaman, Kafus Bo Ephraim Edumon. While wallowing in ashes, he opens his lips in tears. Kol b'chi Leah, the sound of the cries of Leah. Rachel achosa mivaka abaneh, a very difficult word to translate, but mivaka means crying, but it's not just crying. It's crying without stopping. Zilpa maka paneh, she was hitting her face, a sign of mourning. Bila mikonenes, and bila wails. Crying and crying and crying. But there's 2 problems we have with this kina. Very simple. One, as the Alei Shur points out, I heard this from Rabbi Kornfeld. He says, the problem is, the modern man is embarrassed to cry. It's considered primitive. If you're cultured, you don't cry. You don't cry. That's it. Rabbi Jacobowitz last year pointed out how Bachi is related to the word b'cha, because you're exposing yourself. You're taking from your inside and exposing. Svasema says, dima actually comes from the word like meduma, mixture, a mixture. You're mixing your yavon, your sorrow, with the essence of your heart, exposing yourself. People don't like doing that. That's one problem. The second problem is our appreciation for the Beis HaMikdash. We haven't had a Beis HaMikdash, so it's hard to know what we're missing. The Medrash Rabbah, Rabbi Linowitz quoted last year. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan with Doresh the Pasik, Bila Hashem Velo Chamal, 60 different ways. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi, who was his teacher, only did it 24 ways. So the Medrash says, it's not that Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rabbi. Rather, Rabbi was one generation closer to the Churban. And therefore, he didn't need the extra 36 ways to be Dorish B'la Hashem V'lo Chamal. He filled it in with tears. He was able to fill it in with tears. Ali Shur says, let us admit the truth. The Beis HaMikdash and its destruction is very far from us. We have it going really good in this world. Who needs the Beis HaMikdash? Just paraphrasing really what Malinowitz said last night. I almost felt like, yay, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We have so many good sales because of it. That's what it's become. We don't realize, says the Ali Shur, ki ayikar chaser be'olam, the main thing, that gaping hole, the main thing in our lives is missing from us. What is that main thing? That main thing represents the Shechina. The Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. So that's very hard for us to understand. What does it mean? So we're a little better off. We moved to Israel. We realized that there's Kedusha in this land. And we realize there's even more Kedusha in Yerushalayim. And we realize that when we're standing by the Kotel, there's even more Kedusha there. And all that really is not very much when you compare it to the Beis HaMikdash. The story is told by the Ramah. The Ramah in Torah Sa'olah.
That what happened was,
when Nebuchadnezzar came to the Beis HaMikdash, he brought with him Plato. Plato, the philosopher. And they saw there, they met Yirmiyahu crying away. And Plato went up to Yirmiyahu and he says, I don't understand. Why are you crying like this? Why are you crying? It's not fitting for a man like you to cry. And for two reasons. A, you're crying over Eitzim and Avodim. You're just crying over wood and stones. What are you crying for? And secondly, what good does it do to cry? Yirmiyahu stopped crying. And he turned to Plato and he says, you as a philosopher must have some questions in your life that you were unable to solve. Unable to solve. Tell me. And Plato says, you're right, I have questions like that, I will tell you them. And Plato tells him a bunch of questions, philosophical questions he was never able to solve. Yirmiyahu, with kalachriyat, without even thinking that hard, answers all his questions. Plato is astounded. He says, you must not be a human being. How can you answer all these things? So he said, those Eitzim Vavonim that I was crying for, that's where I got all my knowledge from. I got it from these Eitzim Vavonim. You don't realize, you don't even understand. And as far as the second question, I can't answer you the question. We'll answer it a little later. The greatness of the Beis HaMikdash. I just want to focus on one other thing. Rabbi Zabrowski was pointing out how it's Gemara and Kedusha. One more mitzvah can tilt the world to Yeshua. One more Avera to destruction. Well, do we realize? Without the Beis HaMikdash, there are different people count it different ways, but the Prima Godim says, Ani Yesheinu Avalibi Er. I'm asleep, but my heart's awake. With 200 Er, 270 mitzvos, that's all we have left. 270 mitzvos. 343 mitzvos of the Torah. 343 mitzvos of the Torah we do not have today. We do not have, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Over half our mitzvos that help us to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Over half our mitzvos that will help this world lead on a path to salvation, not destruction. And we don't have them. We should be in fear, shock. This kino is really based on a very long medrash. in Eicha. And it starts like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, to Malach Eshores, I want to go walk with you. Now, obviously we're talking Kavi Yochel here. Obviously, it goes without saying. It's just to give us the rhetorical Shombani Adam, the Medrash is talking in our language so we can have some understanding, but obviously it's Kavi Yochel here. I want to go with you and see what's happening to the Beis HaMikdash. What do the enemies do to it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with the Malach Eshores, Yirmiyahu walking in front of him. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the temple, he said, oh my gosh, this is my house. This is my menucha. And the enemies did like they wanted to. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying. Obviously to teach us how we should cry. And he said, woe to me for my house. Where are my sons? Where are my Kohanim? Where are my loved ones? What can I do for you? I warned you, you didn't do tshuva. September 9th, 2003. I still remember that. My wife called me from work. Her whole work, everybody in work was shaken up. I was shaken up when she told me. There was no other way to react. There was this lingering, horrible, horrible feeling. What happened that day? They announced that the night before, in Cafe Hillel, there was a woman who was supposed to be a kalva the next day, Nava Applebaum, and she was with her father, Rabbi Dr. David Applebaum, a Tamachofen, a very good doctor, a person who was Asuk in Hatzola of Am Yisrael. And they were blown up. Seven people were killed by a suicide bomber. She was supposed to get married the next day. Dr. Applebaum was osik in saving people. He arranged tremendous levels of hatzolah. He was there all the time when there was a bombing in Shaarei Tzedek. I talked to Dr. Glustein. Dr. Glustein is my kid's pediatrician in Maccabi. I have known the person since high school. He's always a jovial person. We're always happy. Not that day. A depression. Depression over everybody. The funeral was held the next day, the day of the wedding. The chassan sang Esh Yishchayil and threw the ring into the kever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYirmiyah, Ani do mehayom, I am today, I'm the destruction of the temple. Lo Adam, Shohayelo ben Yachid, who had an only son, Vasalo chupa, made a chupa. Umeis beto chupaso, as bad as it was, with the apple bombs. And for all of us, how we felt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the destruction of the temple was even further than that. It was a ben yochid. It was betochu paso, not the night before, betochu paso, the son died. Why is nobody having pain for me? Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, go! Go to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe! Awaken them from their graves! Yirmiyahu did as he was told. He came to the Maris HaMachpelah. He said, Avos HaOlam, stand! Hashem wants you! They said, why? Why does God want us? He goes, I don't know. He couldn't say the truth. He was scared if he would say the truth, they would say, how dare you, Yirmiyahu, that this happened in your days? How could you have let it happen? He was scared. He left them, and then he went out to the Yarden, and he called out, Ben Amram, Ben Amram, Hashem wants you. Moshe asked, what's the story here? What's happening? He says, I don't know. Moshe didn't wait. He went to the Malachi Asharis, who he knew from the days of the giving of the Torah, and he says, what's happening? And they say, you don't know? You don't know what happened? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Am Yisrael went into Golus.
And Moshe immediately started crying and screaming until he came to the Avos. He immediately went to the Avos. And they ripped their clothes and they put their hands on their head and they cried and they screamed until the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. And they went crying from gate to gate, and says the Medrash, Adam shemeso mutu lefanov, like a man who has a dead, they're dead right in front of them, their dead relative right in front of them. That's how they reacted. The Beis HaMikdash was their relative. On the 2nd of Adar of this past year, a Monday, Chafei Adar, in Toulouse, France, a terrorist came in to a school and killed 4 people. Among them, Rav Yonas and Sandler, his 6-year-old son Aryeh, and Gavriel, who was 3.5 years old. The mother actually heard the gunshots from her house. She sensed, Mrs. Sandler sensed something bad was happening, terrible. Anyway, she got to the hospital. Her husband was dead. Aryeh was dead. And Gavriel was still alive. So she said, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. And then he died. And all she could do after that was put 2 candies, one in each hand of his. That was it. That is, they saw Mutlu Lafanov, this dead right in front of you, your relative, your son, your husband, dead right in front of you. That is how the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu felt with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But this is only the first stage of their crying. It's only the first stage. This is only the tzar they had. When Hashem said, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Moshe know how to cry, he wasn't even referring to this. The Gemara in Bracha says, Rabbi Lazar said, from the days that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shari Tefillah were closed. As it says, Gam ki azak vashaveya, though I would cry out and plead, Sosam Tefillah si, he shut out my prayer. My prayer is shut out. Even though Shari Tefillah are closed, Shari Tima lo ninalu, the Sharim of tears are not closed. Shine Amar, as it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, Shema Tefillah si Hashem, hear my prayer Hashem. Vishavasi azino, listen to my outcry. El dimasi al teharash binah, mute to my tears. Listen to my tears. Explains Rabbeinu Bachaye in Bereishis, Perek Aleph. Just like Tanis, a fast day is a korban, so too, tears, when davening, is a korban. And it's like the nisuch hamayim that we offered on Sukkot with the korbanos. He even goes on further, explaining kabbalistically, dima comes from water, water is chesed, and God stretches his hands out with chesed to all of us. We all intuitively know that the reason Shari Dima are so special, that the tears can break through to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because, as the Meiri says, they come from the depths of our heart, from the depths of a person's heart. Rabbag says, this is what Chana did. Chana! That through her tears, she was able to reach and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lev Eliyahu, who quoted actually the Torah Sa'ola with Moshe, with Yirmiyahu and Plato, said that was the answer to Plato's second question. Plato's second question was, why are you crying? It doesn't pay to cry. What Plato didn't realize is that Yirmiyahu was not crying over the past. He was crying for the future. He was crying for the future. And yet, Yirmiyahu didn't know how to cry, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the Avos and Moshe knew how to cry. What was the difference? Continues the Medrash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Avram came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying, ripping on his beard and tearing out his hair and hitting his face and ripping his clothes and ashes on his head. and he was crying and mourning. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I different than any other nation that I have come to such a shame and degradation? Avram said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, why have you given my children over to the Goyim and killed them with all these misos meshunos and destroyed the base of Mikdosh, the place where I offered Yitzchak to you? Hashem said, your sons have sinned. They transgressed the 22 letters of the Torah. Avram didn't stop them. And this is the big thing with the Avos. They don't just cry. They argue. They find reasons to help. They don't just cry. They have reason. They try to find the good in Am Yisrael. Avram stood up and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when I was 100 years old, I took my son who was 100, you gave me a son. And when he was 37 years old, I had to be cruel to him. I tied him up and I was ready to slaughter him. Won't you remember this for me, Hashem, and save Am Yisrael? Yitzchak did the same thing. And he says also, won't you remember for me, Hashem, how I was an Ola? Yaakov does the same thing. Hashem, won't you remember for me the Tsar Gidol Barim I had, how I was able to overcome and deal with Laban and Esav? And Moshe, heartrending. Ribono Shalom, it is written in your Torah, you cannot slaughter a sheep and the mother, a mother and the daughter, or son on the same day. How many of your children and their mothers have been slaughtered on the same day? How can you be silent? How can you not bring Am Yisrael back? And finally we have Rachel. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Ko amar Hashem, Ko b'ramah nishma. The voice was heard, b'ramah in Shamayim, Nehi b'chisam rurim, crying and bitter weeping. Rachel mevaka abanel, Rachel weeping, and as I said before, mevaka means constant weeping without stop. It is so much crying. Me'anali nachem abanel kinenu. She refuses to be comforted for her children, for they are gone. Rachel jumped up, says the Medrash, literally jumped up. Kafza Rachel abanel lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand. You know, she didn't just cry, she argued, she gave an argument. You know what I did for my sister. My sister would have been embarrassed if Yaakov would have found out that it was her and not me at the wedding. To save her from embarrassment, I gave her special simonim that Yaakov and I had discussed beforehand, so she could fool Yaakov and thereby not be embarrassed. I never knew I was going to get married to Yaakov later. Maybe he would only marry Leah, never me. And yet I was willing to help my sister. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you be taken by the jealousy for Avodah Zarah, which is nothing and is meaningless? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmim on your children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. And it was only Rachel who was successful in persuading HaKadosh Baruch Hu, notwithstanding Arkino, which seems otherwise. Her argument was the most successful. Ko amar Hashem, mini kolech mibechi, ve'inayach midima. You have to stop crying. Ki yesh sochar liflo seichnu Hashem v'shavu v'anim l'gulam. May we merit to cry very soon, for as the Radak says, Kichom Hashem, Ranu liYaakov Simcha b'Tzali b'Rosh Hagoyim. We will sing joyously on the hills, and b'Vchi Yavo, we will come to Israel and cry. We will cry, but as the Radak says, those will be tears of joy, and no longer tears of sorrow. Oh, he'll be all about it. Oh, come on. Zorak
Várti Pavel Márkán, az én is a hét, Gamlulus, Nézeken.